From KXEI Tucson, this is Thesis Thursday. Thesis Thursday is a program where we invite our friends from the University of Arizona to come on the air. I ask them a little bit about what they're working on. I ask them their plans for the future, and we even talk a little bit about music. Joining me on the air today is Shanoa Nez. Welcome.
Hi, thank you for having me today.
What are you doing at the U of A these days?
So right now, I am going into my senior year. I'm majoring in molecular and cellular biology, and I'm minoring in public health. Right now, I am under UBURP and their branch NACP, which is Native American Cancer Prevention. And I'm working with Dr. Robin Harris and the UA Helicobacter pylori work group.
Shanoa, tell me about H. pylori.
H. pylori is a gram-negative bacteria that's found in a live host. The treatment is an intensive round of antibiotics, which there has been new cases coming out saying that H. pylori is now becoming antibiotic resistant. That's also another project that I'm working on, is looking at the antibiotic resistance among H. pylori positive patients. And about 50% of the world's population is infected with H. pylori, and they just don't know about it. You can catch H. pylori mostly from contaminated water. You usually don't have any symptoms unless you're having other health issues. Most patients are asymptomatic.
How has the COVID pandemic affected your research?
Sadly, with COVID happening, our project has been put on hold. Right now, Navajo Nation has the highest rates of COVID. Navajo is maybe about a 5-hour drive away from Tucson, so it's pretty close to home. I did grow up on the Navajo Reservation until about 10 years old. Throughout my college experience, like, one of the main things that I've been wanting to do was give back to my community. And it's amazing that the work that I'm doing with Dr. Harris is giving me that opportunity. The Navajo Nation is obviously in a very rural area, and they get their water from well water. So a lot of them are having to now go and buy clean water from their local stores. And it's really expensive to keep up with that. And also, when you deal with well water, there's different chemicals that are associated with it that also are linked to other health issues that filtering your water doesn't do anything. Like, you're still getting some contamination.
Everybody should have access to healthy, safe drinking water.
My eyes have been opened so much to the hardships that my people have endured. Just not in this lifetime, but all the past lifetimes so far. For me to go back to these reservations and not only help, but also educate, it's a huge thing.
What are your plans for after you graduate?
My entire family is all public health. This is actually really amazing. So my uncle, Pete, does public health work. So does my Aunt Patricia, my Aunt Chantel, my mom, and my Uncle Jeff.
Oh, I love this. Family shout outs.
It's a family shout out.
Yes.
My aunt and my uncle actually run a nonprofit here in South Dakota and in Winslow, Arizona. So here in South Dakota, their nonprofit is the Black Hill Center for American Indian Health. And in Winslow, it's called SINTEP, Southwest Navajo Tobacco Prevention Project.
I'm sure that your family is so proud of you, Shanoa.
I have amazing mentors, and I feel like that has definitely not only motivated me, but it has also inspired me. And I definitely hope that I can continue to do the work that I'm doing so far and help my community.
Thank you so much for today. Really grateful that you took the time to be on the air with me today.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. This was an amazing experience.
Thesis Thursdays is produced right here at KXCI Tucson with generous support from our listeners. For more information about this and other programs, visit kxci.org.